God is such a patient God who relates to us such an impatient humanity. I want to share a couple thoughts on that this morning as we gather together. As you know, on Sundays we read these readings from Scripture. And these readings are not readings that clergy get together with and pick out and let's have these readings this Sunday. But rather, we follow a lectionary. It's referred to as the Revised Common Lectionary. And these readings that we share on Sundays are assigned for each Sunday. And the Revised Common Lectionary gives readings over a 3-year period of time. And the Revised Common Lectionary is used by the Episcopal Church. It's also used by many other denominations. So if you were to talk to friends of yours who are Methodist, Presbyterian, or other denominations today, they may have heard the same readings that we share today. It's one of the reasons for the Revised Common Lectionary, that no matter what households we're in, denominations we're in, we're hearing the same scriptures. On some Sundays, the readings that are appointed for that day also have within them a couple of choices, sometimes. This Sunday was one of those Sundays. For the first reading today, there was a choice of either the reading from the book of Samuel that we read, or there was another reading from the book of Genesis that was also a possibility. We chose the one from the book of Samuel that you heard read this morning. As I've been preparing my thoughts this morning to share with you, while that reading from Samuel was there, that other reading from Genesis kept surfacing in my mind, knowing we weren't going to be reading it today, but there's a message in that reading that spoke to me about this reading from Samuel as well. So I want to share some thoughts with you this morning about the reading from the book of Samuel, and also about a reading we didn't hear this morning, and tell a little bit about that reading to put it in context. The other reading from the book of Genesis is a story we may have a little bit of familiarity with, but I want to look at it with a particular kind of lens. It's the story around the time of creation. And it's that part of the story where the creating God tells these humans, remember that story, there's this tree in the garden, and their kind of impatience is to go to that tree. And as you remember the story, they take from the tree, and something happens to them. They begin to have this feeling of fear, of what's described as nakedness, and they go off and they hide. They hide. Not uncommon when you're feeling fearful or naked. Not necessarily just physically naked, but a sense of vulnerability. They go off and they hide. And the wonderful thing of this story is, this creating God comes to be with these humans, this humanity, and they're hiding. And there's this phrase that God says, and it's actually the first words that are recorded in the scriptures that God speaks to humanity. The first words, and they are this: "Where are you? Where are you?" It's a powerful phrase if you think about it. This wondrous creative God has created all of creation and humanity, and humanity is going through this kind of fearfulness and this nakedness and this sense of separation. And God comes along and says to humanity, "Where are you? Where are you?" It's interesting that God is reaching out to humanity. This isn't a story about humanity reaching out to God. If anything, there's this sense of hiding. Some would suggest that this is the beginning of redemption, of the redemptive story that we find throughout Scripture, of God reaching out to us. Some suggest this is the Christ. This is the cosmic Christ reaching out to a broken humanity to bring about wholeness and healing. And they say to this creating God that we are fearful and we're hiding in our nakedness. And the story continues on later to say that God clothes them. God reaches out and takes care of them, deals with where they are and who they are, but continues to call them into the dream that God has for them. God is incredibly patient with us. in this journey that we walk. God reaches out to us in our own brokenness and our own humanity. St. Irenaeus, one of the great early teachers of the church, once was talking about this story. And what is this sin that we're talking about? What is this brokenness all about? There's so many ideas of what this is about. But St. Irenaeus gave the best description that I've experienced or heard in my whole life. And it's the first sin of humanity. It's the sin of all of us, is impatience. Impatience. This need to want it now. This need to not walk in the life and the journey that Jesus or God calls us to, but to somehow, I want it now. And God is almost saying to us, in time, this patient God reaches out to us. Where are you? I was sharing some thoughts with some people a few weeks ago about just how we live out our own spiritual journeys together. And I was sharing for myself, one of the things I do each morning when I get up kind of early, not too early, but early enough. And I spend an hour or two each morning just in some quiet time, in some quiet prayer. I like to be reading all the time, either a spiritual classic or theology of some kind. I kind of begin my day like that, because once the day takes off, it has taken off. So by the time I get here to the office, I've kind of spent some time kind of grounding myself and opening myself up to some new ideas and learning. But in that time of quiet prayer, this is a phrase that I use quite often. Sometimes I'll gather in quiet prayer and allow myself to just hear God saying, George, where are you? Where are you? It's a powerful phrase if you think about it. You ever want to enter into some quiet prayer? Let yourself hear God calling you to that. Where are you? Where are you in your fear? Where are you in your nakedness? Where are you in your not living fully into the vision and the dream I have for you? It's a challenging phrase to think about. I suggest you use that in prayer if you feel that something could be helpful. You know what the second thing is that God says to humanity in the book of Genesis? Where are you is the first. The second is a while later. It's the story of Cain and Abel. You know the story of Cain and Abel? Cain kills Abel. And God comes to Cain and says, where is your brother? Where is your brother? Brother or sister? Where is the other? And those two phrases, I think, are so much of what the spiritual journey is about. Where are you? Where is the other? Where is your brother and sister? Powerful, powerful phrases. God is patient with us. And I think all of the rest of Scripture, in many ways, is living into those couple of questions. Where are you? I'm reaching out. I'm caring for you. Live into the dream and the vision I have for you. And where are the others in your life that we're called to care for in community? Switch over to this reading from Samuel. In the Scriptures, this is a time in there in Hebrew history where they have already entered the promised land. They have fought battles. They've taken land. And God is with them. God is patient with them. And they've come to a point, as the reading says today, where some of the people come to Samuel, who's been sort of a leader for them, and they say to Samuel, we want a king. We want to be like all the other nations around here. We want power. We want soldiers to fight for us. We want to be a strong nation like all these other nations around us. We want to be, it says that in that, we want to be like everybody else. The story says that Samuel goes to God. The intimacy of these conversations is incredible, really, in these stories. Samuel goes to God and says to God, you can picture him saying this kind of, they want a king. And it's almost like God is saying, okay. All right. Do they know what they're asking for? Yeah. And that whole reading is God describing, if you want a king, this is what's going to happen. Yeah. They want a king. They want to be like everybody else. And God is saying, you know, they're to use the word from that reading from Genesis, they want to hide. They're fearful of the nakeds. They want to hide. They want this kingdom to be with them. And so God, in many ways, says, okay, go ahead. Give you a king. And the monarchy begins, the great the great part of Jewish history, where they become a great kingdom, the great temple of Solomon, the great palaces. I mean, they gain power and influence. But during that time, what also happens is they begin to use the image from that book of Genesis, they begin to go deeper into hiding from God. And God sends the prophets. The prophets are sent to call these people to who they're called to be. You've forgotten who you're called to be. You're depending on this power and this monarchy, and you're depending on things that prevent you from experiencing God. You've forgotten who God is in your life. It's the role of the prophets, not a popular role to have. Eventually, as you may know, the monarchy collapses. It's destroyed. It leads to what's referred to as the Babylonian exile, one of the low times in Jewish history. And some of the greatest psalms that we have in the scriptures come from that time of struggle. But God is patient. God waits. God walks with these people and continues to reach out to a people. I think in many ways that's the story of Scripture. God, this patient God, reaching out to an impatient people. And the story continues. And I think it's important for us to not sit here today and think that those stories are just stories about something of the past. But those stories, those great mythic stories, are not about the past. They're about us. We are those first humans. We are those people who hide, not able to deal with our own nakedness, or to use another phrase, to really allow our true self to be revealed to us. We sometimes live in fear, afraid to be vulnerable, and yet God reaches out to us. God reaches out to us. And not just as individuals, but as a people. As we enter into this season, this long season we call of ordinary time, the Sundays after Pentecost, I invite us to reflect on our own personal journeys. Where are you? And where's the others in your life? And also as a community of faith here at St. Paul's, tell God to say to us, St. Paul's, where are you? Where are you? And where are the others that are part of this community with you, and those beyond this community? I have a dream for you. I have a vision for you. I will clothe you. I will take care of you. Walk with me into that vision. Walk with me into that dream. Share your lives. Share your gifts. Share your resources. Share what you think you have. And offer it to make a difference. And see the vision that I have for you. That's how I feel these readings are speaking to us today, and speaking to us as a parish community as we walk together this journey. So let us go forth as a people, knowing that God is always going to reach out to us, even when we're hiding, even when we're anxious, even when we're nervous, even when we're fearful, even when we can't deal with our true self or our nakedness. God is there to clothe us. And God will sometimes say to us, okay, go try that if you want. But God is with us. And let us open ourselves to the wonder of that. Where are you? Where is your brother and sister?